You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I don't know why I want to say it in my Howard Cosell right now from the main event. Francis Albert Sinatra making a return to Madison Square Garden. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. Christopher DeSimone and yourself, Tommy Callahan, spinning a variety of tunes on the wax discs this morning. Doing, you know, he's proving that vinyl ain't dead. It's making the big comeback, as we like to say. Thanks to everyone who's made it a wonderful show so far, including, of course, Michael Beatrice, COVID-19 lockdowns on trial author. And we're going to keep, as long as the madness keeps going, we'll keep having Michael on. And we'll have him on past that. There'll be other things to talk about. So remember, May 12th is the Ed Alexander retirement party. Wendy from Chef Chic will put that link back up to buy tickets. That will include, it'll be up at the fabulous Stardance Center up in Marana, owned by Kelly and Ron Abbott and friends of the show. And I was just up there last weekend, and it's going to be perfecto. It's going to be great. So let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Brother Joe calling up from the blue chip planning high rise over in Marana, Arizona. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Great to be at Wake Up Tucson. Thanks for having me on.
So let's talk about what's going on in the world of the markets and financially. What's the Joe D economic report right now? What's that looking like?
Production down, but money is flowing like a river. Created money's flowing like a river. You know, and you don't even have to be a market genius to figure it out. You look at what's going on in Tucson, Brother Chris, from fast food restaurants and blue-collar work. It seems that with all this money that's been printed, people are making much more money staying home than going to work.
Again, this is a huge problem in this town right now in relation to hiring of people that need that that are trying to make the comeback, right? And as more people get vaccinated, they feel a little bit more of the COVID lockdown fatigue, right? They're coming out in droves to churches, restaurants, shopping. It's happening. And these people who need to get more people to staff their companies, their businesses, they are struggling huge. I'm now seeing like almost like disclosures at restaurant that say, hey, please be very mindful that we are understaffed. This is now a new thing now. We're understaffed, and it's going to take a while to get you your stuff.
But when you say what's going on, it's PPP being forgiven. It's direct grants, all kinds of loan offers. Even the small, so-called small business owner, they never had so much tax-free money floating around from the government. So you see a economy, you can't put your finger on it because it's not true production. It's manufactured. Everything's manufactured, and everything's tied to the government, and everything's tied to COVID, and everything's tied to the Federal Reserve. And you know, when you see things like Bitcoin going to 60,000 or whatever it is, you know, it's not surprising. Even though I don't think that's very sustainable.
So. Bill number two sent this. It's a L.A. Times that's called No One Tracked Jobs Saved by PPP. Even though there's a legal requirement to track the figures that of jobs saved, no one really actually at the government pushed on it. So even though they say the initial estimate of 50 million jobs were supported by PPE, the Treasury Department placed the number closer to 19 million jobs. while economists studying the program estimate 2 to 5 million jobs. So if we save, let's go on the lower end, the higher end of what the economists say of 5 million jobs at $961 billion. That is just support what you're saying about the free money rolling around.
And it's a free money economy. And we should all thank everybody that's saving in the bank every last dime because it's simple and so-called safe. It's people like that. And it's true. It's people like that that you, God bless you, are floating this economy. The other thing that we've noticed, too, is that in the government thrift savings, the old-time thrift savings, the fixed interest fund, it keeps going lower and lower. It's almost they run the government on it. And it's, again, it's people like that that are keeping this government afloat. And you can't even judge it by the metrics you used to, you know, like sales and gee, this small business person has a great model and is a great product. That's starting not to matter.
If you take the 5 million jobs, right, which is probably maybe on the low one. This is the LA Times, right? But let's say we'll do it on the. So I did it at 5 million jobs, right? So that would be we spent $192,000 per job we saved. If we do it that way, right? Now the average US salary is $31,133. Okay, so I feel magnanimous. Let's do the $19 million that the Treasury Department 19 million jobs we saved. So we spent $50,000 for per $31,000 job. If I go the high number of the Treasury Department. So then we take that kind of money, and we know businesses in Tucson that have taken this money that never opened. So that's always an interesting thing. Where what happened to that? Or they didn't hire back. You know, they only saved a very small portion of their
I heard a lot of it was forgiven.
Yep. Oh, that it would
and
be
that's why.
It would be politically horrible for them to start going after companies. They'll say, oh, it takes too much time. We're in the middle of doing tax season. We can't do this.
And just look at Midtown, too. So I was driving past there yesterday, and there's a lot of zombie businesses, a lot of zombie signs. They appear to be open, but you don't see any signs of life. You don't see any, like, you know, cars parked or people walking around. You know, it's like almost like some of those stores we used to look at downtown that were open, but you never saw a living soul go in.
Correct.
You know, pass by for years, you never saw a living soul walk into those stores. Well, that's what we have. I call them zombie businesses. So maybe they're still open, so they have to be financially viable some way to pay their rent.
So they'll throw on top of that the stimulus check, right? So now you have a family of fours getting almost $6,000. On a stimulus check, right?
Mm-hmm.
So again, I have one side being paid by the government and the other side being paid by the government. And at the same time, with the bump, the original bump in the unemployment plus the $5,600 for a family of four, why go back to work?
Well, it has deep repercussions because, A, how are you going to fund your Social Security if you don't have earned income? And then B, what kind of pension, 401k, defined benefit will you have? So, yes, we see businesses, or some businesses are thriving, some professionals are thriving, certainly. But it's like the Dickens novel, A Tale of Two Cities. There's that whole other half of society that's just floating because of government money, but they're buying goods and services, so they are adding to the economy, but it's a fake economy because the money that was created by a stroke of a pen, not based on anything.
Again, when does the, you know, the borrowing money printing magic end?
It will end when it doesn't work anymore and it's a disaster. Otherwise, it will keep going. It will, we'll keep borrowing. We'll keep doing this. To me, Bitcoin can go. Bitcoin's a kind of investment that could hit 500,000 a coin or an ounce or whatever the heck it is, and then one day collapse. So it's the same thing with this. We'll print money until the sun goes down, and as long as it's moving, but until the one day it doesn't work, and the one day it doesn't work, you won't be able to get out of them. You'll be trapped.
When you say you'll be trapped, does that mean the government will, basically the economy will be trapped at that point?
Economy be trapped. People, I believe, my opinion, is we'll be trapped under this false facade of an economy. And, I mean, just look at it. What's going on in banks nowadays? So all this money's being lent out and serviced. We see people, there was some phenomenal statistic by LIMRA that all the money in the bank, 70% of it, people die with it. Can you imagine? They die with making a nickel on $100,000 because, you know, I don't know what, maybe cavemen were afraid of fire. It's that kind of thing. But that money, if we know anything, is fair game. See, bonds, when you have a bond or like your annuity or insurance that is a direct creditor of the federal government, that's a lot stronger than a savings deposit. Because everybody ought to look at their account agreement, and when you look at it, you're not really a depositor. You just think you're a depositor. You're lending the bank money. And if you further look at your account agreement, which you find out what they're really charging you, and if the bank has any problem, then you're kind of signing off that that's your problem.
But you have the old FDIC, Joe.
FDIC, of course, it's a government agency that's not funded adequately, but that doesn't stop the Treasury from taking some kind of evasive action with your money to save your money. And, you know, I've heard the word, I want my money back by the full faith, you know, like the full faith of the government.
Right.
Just, you know, person stands there banging their fist on the table. Full faith of the federal government. Well, look at your FDIC. Yes, it's a venerable government institution. No doubt there's good people looking out for citizens. However, from the FDIC's own website, there's so many defaults out there on FDIC banks, it make you cry.
Right. FDIC was going on when the savings and loan thing happened, so it felt like everyone was left kept whole on that. Hold that thought. 8:20 in the morning, Christy Simone, Jody Simone. We're talking economy and money and some other things. Join the conversation, 790-2040 is the phone number. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. All right. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. Hanging out with my brother Joe, bluechipplan.com, Blue Chip Planning. If you want to set up an appointment with myself and or Joe about what we do, helping people save money in a smart way that preserves principal, give us a call. And 600-7307 is the phone number if you need to get a hold of us. Let's go to the phone. 790-2040 is the phone number. Let's put Jim right on. We only got a few minutes. Jim, good morning. You're on with Chris and Joe. What's up, sir? Jim. Hello, Jim.
You must have answered his question.
Wrestling.
Oh, sorry, Jim. Welcome back, sir. What's up, buddy?
Hey, just wanted to mention, I think it's worse than you were talking about. I didn't catch all your conversation. I'm working as you're doing that. There was a interview with Chris Wallace, Fox, with Pete Buttigieg. He's the new transportation secretary and former mayor of a really crummy town in Indiana.
Correct.
South Bend. Pete Buttigieg actually admitted that this jobs bill isn't going to create exactly 19 million new jobs, because Moody's Analytics says without the bill, you're already going to have 16.3 million new jobs. So he admitted, Chris Wallace actually brought that up, saying, hey, without this bill, we're already going to get 16.3 million new jobs, from Moody's saying that. And he admitted that. So you're really only talking about 2.7 million over 10 years. So that's 270,000 jobs a year for our big country of 330 million Americans. It's a pathetic small number for all those trillions of dollars.
You mean a government program that actually overpaid for very little effect? I'm in shock.
So he's a cabinet member. It's kind of a surprising thing. He's supposed to keep up the fraud. Say about 19 million new jobs with this new. No, the difference, the incremental difference with or without this amount of money is tiny. And this is all just, what they think might happen, of course. But you're not talking possibly 19 million more jobs from this bill. You're talking 2.7 million over 10 years. It's pathetic.
So that gets gets us down to we spend $130,000 per $31,000 job.
Yeah, it's insane. It's all just pure lard, of course, and them having control over the economy. And here's just a little something as a side. I read years ago, someone said we should get rid of the words billion and trillion because people just don't know. It loses all concept. A billion's a thousand million, and a trillion's a million million. So when we talk about these sums, maybe we can say 2.3 million million dollars. Because people sort of have an understanding of a million dollars.
I think that'd make their eyes glaze over, too. It sounds like something Dr. Evil would say, right? 200 million million. So
for a long time, the Brits didn't use the word billion, because they said that's just a made up American English word. So they would say 1,000 million. I mean, I was just confused in their early internet age. Why aren't they using billion? They just didn't want to use. Now they do. And people get lost, and reporters get lost now all the time too. They'll say million instead of billion, but we really ought to say 1,000 million for a billion and a million million for a trillion.
Jim, don't worry about it. Congress is getting lost on it too, man. So, they like that everyone gets lost on it. It makes it easier.
Right. But they call this thing a jobs bill. It's pathetic. And that's only the expected, what they think from it. So, infinitesimal amount of jobs. It's pathetic.
Jim, thanks for the good call, man. I appreciate it. Have a nice day.
Oh, thank you.
790-2040 is the phone number. Hey, Joe, we got a minute left of this segment. What are we hearing about estate taxes? Are they still looking to ram that through? Or
as all the professionals that we use, especially Succession Capital in Orange, California, I'm assured that taxes are going up, up, up. We're talking to clients, and they're concerned about it, and their attorneys, after all these years, are changing their tune about estate planning and estate taxes and gifting to your family. And under President Biden and his illustrious cohorts of Congress, it's a new world for planning.
Let's talk about that when we come back on the other side, okay, buddy?
You got it. Thank you, Chris.
All right, Brother Joe, Blue Chip Planning, Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. There he is, Mr. Paycheck, 790-2040 is the phone number. I don't know if Paycheck is his official last name, but it's good. So, Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Tomorrow, we got the folks from Radiology Unlimited. Limited. They're unlimited in their customer service, but they're limited in their radiation. But Radiology Limited, we have Matthew from the Goldwater Institute, and then Chris King and Carlos Ruiz, one a current school board member and one a former school board member, talking about some of the inequities in some of the school funding that came down from CARES Act money and things like that. Something they brought up to me about probably 3-4 weeks ago. They're going to come on with an update on that, and we're going to talk about how school districts like Vail and Tank Monica Verde School District are getting hurt compared to the TUSDs of the world. So tune in tomorrow to Wake Up Tucson. All right, Brother Joe, we're hearing it. I'm hearing it from different other parts of the financial world that the chances that there could be a bump in estate taxes, I don't know what's going to go on with capital gains taxes, is something where people who are listening right now who are, you know, trying to save money, especially if in there that last within that last 10 years of saving money right before they're actually going to retire, really need to pay attention. So what are some of the things they can do to mitigate the damage of such things coming our way?
Chris, what it flies in the face of is the last 10 years of conventional wisdom, okay, that when you look at insurance planning, everything is a 10-year term because it's so cheap and you have better things to do with your money. It flies in the face of it. And what we really want to look at is that the government gives us an annual exclusion, $15,000 for mom and $15,000 for dad. So mom and dad could give $30,000 to each child, grandchild, daughter-in-law, and they can move that money out of harm's way each year into a direct gift or ideally a trust. And in that trust, we want to look at funding it with joint survivor life insurance. Some people want cash accumulation. Other people want the leverage of the tax-free death benefit and estate, E-S-T-A-T-E, the estate tax-free feature of the policy, because now's the time to, especially if you have more money than you need. You know, people tell, I have more money than I need, I'm just worried about my kids. That's great, because now's the time to think about it. So the backdrop of this is that currently the deduction is $11.7 million for dad and for mom. So it's over $23 million you can deduct off your estate. So now this is coming into question. Under the Biden administration, there's talks of anywhere from $1 million to $3.5 million to bring that deduction down. So you'll have less. They'll also look at capping the annual exclusion. There's even talk, and it's talk because they're buzzing around ideas, that say your home that you're in, or that IBM stock you bought for a nickel a share, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. At your death, your children get a stepped-up basis. So all a stepped-up basis means is that their basis is the current price, not the price you paid for it 60 years ago. Under the Biden-Harris administration, because it wouldn't be an administration without Biden and Harris, so I didn't want to exclude Harris.
Absolutely. She's in charge of the border, I don't know if you know that or not.
I've been looking. I was down in Nogales last week. I was asking folks where she was, and people kept, like, shrugging at me. And, you know, there was a sign in Nogales for years, a city with a future. Under this Biden-Harris team, they've taken away the future. You want to see what these policies lead to? Next time you take a border trip to Nogales, take a good look at what's going on with business down there.
Oh, we were just down on Marley Street 2 weekends ago. I know exactly what's going on with business there. Which is literally nothing.
And people would, it seems, seemingly, they'd rather take that government money than work. It's really amazing. And nothing good will come out of it. But getting back to the estate planning.
Sorry, I got you distracted by our great vice president. I apologize.
That's all right. Because the Biden-Harris team, they want to float a biggest government spending since LBJ. And when I was a student at Hofstra University in 1986, I went to the LBJ conference. Because each year Hofstra had a president. They honored Kennedy, then they honored President Johnson, Jimmy Carter, you know, every year. And so the Great Society was the biggest spend bill. Biden is going to blow the Great Society out of the water. And so they're desperate. So when we're looking at 11.7 deduction, state tax deduction, forget it. That's going to go down between $1 million to $3.5 million. At least they're going to try. They're going to go possibly after the capital gains. They're looking at capping the annual exclusions. Now, not everybody has a 25. You know, we like to think all our listeners have a $25 million estate. You know, and that's not the average person. But consider the average person with $1 million to $3 million. You have that money sitting in the bank rotting, making a nickel on $250,000, but you think it's safe. Why wouldn't you consider using your annual exclusion in this trust strategy, and then why not beef your estate from $1 million to $2 million or $1 million to $3 million for your kids and grandkids? Since obviously you don't need the money, you're letting the money rot in the bank, right? So you could actually let it rot in a trust. You could still have access to it, but now you could leverage your estate from $1 million to $2 million or $1 million to $3 million while you still can. Because, Chris, to fund a government program greater than the Great Society, you know, and adjusting it for inflation, you bet they have to look at going after the capital gains. But I think everybody should be worried, and it has not been substantiated yet, but everybody puts money in a 401k, defined benefit, you name it, into some kind of qualified plan. These qualified plans, and of course the internet never shows you your tax liability. So people tell me, yeah, I made 10% on my 401k, I made 15%, I made 5%. No, you and your partner, the government, made 5 or 10 or 15%. You by yourself made nothing. You by yourself made nothing because the government gave you a tax deduction, or that money went in pre-tax. Now when you take it out, they have a right over that money because they're your partner. They didn't put the money in, but they have more to say about the disposition of that money. And Chris, some experts tell me that they could claim up to 80% tax on distributions from 401ks in the future as we surpass LBJ's great dream of the Great Society under the Biden-Harris team.
The a program that we've been kind of sharing with a lot of our clients at Blue Chip, which I really do like, is a is this plan with our good friend Peytonville at Nationwide. Explain that to the folks. I really do like this for people who have money that they don't want to touch for, you know, 10 years because, you know, it's tax qualified or whatever. Can you explain this program to them? Because I think it's pretty exciting.
Well, obviously Nationwide is on their side, $24 billion company. And what's nice about companies like that, they're a direct creditor of the federal government. See, so it's much different than keeping your money in the bank. It's a higher form of savings because of the connection to the insured bonds and high-quality bond portfolio they have. It's a federal government obligation. It's not this deposit game that we have. But basically, they have some dynamic indexes that give exposures to deep value in stocks, commodities, world bonds. But because it's insured, okay, they're protecting your principal, and they have a small cost for a rider. I call it performance insurance, about 1.1% a year. It's going to guarantee that the money clips along at 7% a year. So you have upside of something that back-tested has done in the neighborhood of 9.12% in a diversified program. There's no fee, or you know, you're paying the financial professional, 2, 3, 4. We've seen some people paying 5 points for this outstanding advice. It's none of that. But the rider or the performance insurance, it's basically guaranteeing you'll double your money in 10 years. Now, of course, part of that, Chris, is the 10% bonus. And, of course, with all these things, we have a prospectus and we have the company material, and there's certain disclosures and suitability requirements. So, you know, this program isn't for everybody. We don't offer it to everybody. But right now, when you look at the alternatives, keeping the money in the bank and guaranteeing a loss, there's just people that don't want to put it in the stock market because it's just not how they're wired. They don't want to put it in Bitcoin. They're worried about bonds because as interest rates go up, bond values can go down.
Right.
We don't talk about it that much, but that's a real risk of bonds and bond funds. This eliminates that bond risk. It eliminates the stock market risk. But the thing that it eliminates, and this would be the worst case scenario, imagine in the next 10 years, under the leadership of the Biden-Harris team, the dynamic duo, under this team, the stock market may do nothing. It's not going to crash. No doomsday here. It's going to do nothing. But worse, fixed interest is going to do less. So you can keep your money in these investments, stock, bond, of course, the beloved bank. But under the Biden-Harris team, in 10 years, you may be lucky to have what you started out with 10 years before. That's the risk.
Right.
What this Nationwide thing is doing, it's eliminating the risk. So, you know, we'll have to explain all the details to you, okay? And at the end of 10 years, it's guaranteeing doubling of your funds, which is certainly attractive for IRAs and qualified money. And then it pays a wonderful income on both, you know, mom and dad. What's not used goes to the kids, because we wouldn't want to think like so much fake news, financial news on the radio, that people lose their money, because they don't lose their money. And, you know, they have, but they have the upside to do better than 7, but they're locking it in at 7, right?
Right.
And regardless of fixed interest, the bond market or the stock market, that money's there for retirement purposes. You know, and I'll also say, Chris, we're not talking about people, okay, if, you know, if they got $50,000 of cash, we don't want them to put $40,000 into it. You know, we're not looking to take people's car money or their medical expense money or, you know, or whatever. It's for people that have some assets that can afford to let it grow and do its thing, or need an income, you know, either next year or thereafter.
Well, if you want to,
it's all done intelligently. We're not, you know, just putting it out there that this is right for everybody, everybody should do this, you know. No, none of that. None of that craziness.
No, there's a process here to see if it's suitable for your life and your situation. So that's why you should set up a cup of coffee with us, 600-7307, or, of course, go to bluechipplan.com. Brother Joe, thanks for a nice time on the radio today, as always, and I will talk to you later today, my friend.
Look forward to it. Enjoyed being on the show.
All right.
Wish all our listeners a blessed day.
Say hi to Mom for me.
Will do.
All right. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk. Christopher D. Simone. Zachary's coming up next on the Old Tipping Point. Wake up. Tim Curry's birthday today. Holy cow. How do we not play Time Warp?
Well, technically he doesn't sing on that one.
Oh, that's true. That's true. All right, he was great in Home Alone 2 as the concierge too. I just want to tell you that. So, welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show, Christopher DeSimone and you. Hey, if you are a candidate and you need a little, you like a little education, as we like to say. My friend Anna Clark of the LD11 and the Pima GOP is throwing a little candidate academy. It's an all-day session at the El Conquistador Resort. So whatever you're running for, from governor down the school board, go to PimaGOP.org and sign up, because there's going to be some good speakers, including a Republican who won a legislative district that is blue during last year. So kind of fascinated to hear from that person on what's going on. I have been absolutely blown away by the fervor and enthusiasm of people of both Republican but also kind of independent and relaxed. It was so easy for a lot of you after the bizarre election that just went down, right? And I know a lot of you were bummed by Trump losing, and then a lot of you were locally were like really bummed by losing the District 1 seat to Rexy, but also more importantly Mark Napier losing to the unstable Chris Nanos was really disappointing and depressing. And so I think that the idea of seeing you guys and girls out there, right, that the multiple school board candidates that are cranking up right now for an election that's coming up 18 months from now, I'm blown away. I really am. People of all really good backgrounds and just really coming to saying, look, I get it now. You know, Billy number two said the line, it's from the cowboy guy in Wilcox. It says, those who show up make the rules. Right? And maybe you're finally getting it. And I think what's happened is, I think for a lot of you, we always kind of delegate our activism to others. And we have to stop doing that. And a lot of you delegated your activism to Donald Trump, is what happened. Because he was so out there and so rocking and rolling and fighting with the press and fighting with the Democrats and talking like a lot of people wish, just a little more. It was sometimes over the top, but just not talking like the same old bullcrapping politician. I think a lot of us delegated our activism for what we think government should be to a huge personality. So maybe the opportunity that you're all seeing is maybe you all need to start advocating for your own activism on getting things fixed right now. And that's what, I'm blown away by. You know, I'm doing some work with Dr. Brantz with his Power of Fives. We have launched a statewide radio campaign, advertising campaign, and Bob and I are blown away by the amount of responses we're getting. And the quality of the response has really blown us away. He sent me a couple of profiles of people who filled out at powerofives.com who they are. These are like people who are have worked in government or law enforcement, and we're really blown away. So it's easy to get depressed out there. Don't get distracted by Daniel McCarthy and his stupid Patriot Party stuff. You guys are you're on the right track, and be happy that the team that's running the Pima GOP or locally is really, I think they're really sharp. I'm not banging on the previous groups of people, but between Shelley Kice, who's amazingly organized, she's reaching out to Republicans that have maybe not been reached out to before. You know, a story I got to get her to tell one day is she went to one of these Patriot Party meetings. So that's what I love about her, willing to go into the teeth, going to a place that wants to rip off her own Republicans. I love the attitude. So keep up. Again, you guys got to start. You're doing it. You're advocating for yourselves when it comes to change. And maybe after 12 years of doing this together, we're getting there. So, all right. Tomorrow, Radiology Limited, we have Chris King, a school board member from Vail, and then Carlos Ruiz, friend of the show, former Tankaverde School Board District, and then, of course, Chair of the Hispanic Chamber, and then we have Matthew from the Goldwater Institute talking about ESA scholarships. So we'll see you tomorrow on Wake Up. We got Zach coming up next, Billy Buck at noon. Wake up, Tom. Have a good day, buddy.